something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do. Can't no bitch do what you do.
Hey, 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 this is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this episode of Laugh and Learn. Ladies and gentlemen, we are counting down season 3 on our way to season 4. Very happy about that. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. And I would never have made it to season 4, y'all, and I ain't got to kiss this lady booty. It's way too much ass for me to kiss anyway. Mm-hmm. But she has really been a godsend to the Laugh and Learn project because she is such a great research analyst. And she's compatible with me. We actually look alike naked, but the mirror is real tricky. Let me just say that.
Oh, wait, I'm welcome. Standing on my head.
Please welcome my host, Bobby Clifford, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Toots. Y'all say hello to Bobby Clifford.
Yay! Hi.
Hiya, Toots.
Hiya, honey.
How was your week, Bobby?
So far, so good. It's sort of been mild up in the Northeast. We've been like in the low 40s. So I'm taking it. Better days are coming.
Well, I should have built the ark over here because good God, thank God trying to get rid of us. Jesus. I don't know how many animals I was going to have in that ark, though, because I was only taking Timmy and Dexter. They might not be able to procreate, but they can damn sure be LGBT because they was going to be over there getting it because I wasn't taking all them stinky ass animals. Good God. All this rain. We have had so much rain, Bobby. It's out of control.
You've had 3 inches, didn't you? And like in one day, like 2 days ago, you guys had like 3 inches. They were, at least that's what they were had on the news over here.
See, I don't even know how to take what you just said. That was very sexual undertone. And it was not desirable at all. 3 inches. No. Yuck.
That's a fine.
That is, I ain't going to even waste my time. We had a lot of rain. Unfortunately, people had mudslides. And it's just what it is, because the way California is, the way it lays, the freeways flood by me like little pools. I'm glad I have a Jeep Wrangler because my car sits up high. It'd be so much water. And my issue is some of these people who don't drive well in the dry, damn sure can't drive in the rain. They will not slow down. And you know your car will slide or hydroplane. And girl, they drive like nothing is going on. It was so many accidents. I'm like, it's crazy.
It's nerve-wracking because I know, like, even here, when we during the summer, so I'm assuming you guys are always warm, the oil comes up from the tar. So when there's a lot of rain, it is super slick. So you've got to be really careful. It must be like one big sponge.
Oh, excuse me. It seems to have stopped. But this was a good week. I shot an independent film with Alicia Cooper. Thank you, director Alicia Cooper. And a couple other comedians. The legend Michael Collier. A guy named Real who was so wonderful. I can't remember everybody's name. Of course, I'm not Bob. I don't remember everybody's name. But I also work with comedian Dominique. It's just a little short. It's called We Got Ours. It's about janky promoters. And it made me feel like a real actor on the scene. They were really patient. We went over the lines. And this was like maybe my third or fourth acting gig. Nothing major. But it really, to that on this one, I felt like an actor. I felt like I was on scene as an actor. And I took it very seriously. I also had a big audition. I don't think I got the part because I haven't heard from him. But it was one of the best. I feel like it was one of the best video auditions I've done because I don't like video auditions. If I'm in the room with you, I make you fall in love with me. But it's different when it doesn't.
The more experience that you have, though, and the more opportunities you get, you're going to get better and better and better. And that will that charisma will somehow translate.
So you think I should start an OnlyFans so I can get more on-screen action?
No, not at all.
Y'all want me to see y'all want to see me on OnlyFans? Ooh, y'all nasty. Bobby Clifford, where are we going? Let me tell you something. Let's start off the show. I just want to say one thing. I have not won the Mega Millions or the Powerball as of yet, but I got 355 million reasons to talk about Laugh and Learn today.
My God, that's so funny.
I got the reasons, but somebody else got the problems. Oh, my God, Jesus. We'll get to that, y'all. What happened this week, Bobby? Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
So, it makes me just sad even talking about it, but we have to. It's so important and integral right now. Alexei Navalny was killed. They're saying that he went out for a walk. Can you imagine a walk out in Siberia and died? I don't know if people have seen his body and it was all bruised and whatnot. I hope it gets returned to the family.
But wasn't he in prison?
He was in prison. So he was out in the, I don't know if in Siberia you have, I mean, even Santa Claus doesn't go, he airdrops the presents in Siberia. I don't know if you're out in the yard, so to speak. But yes, he was, you know. So super sad stuff. You know, he was sort of the Nelson Mandela of Russia. And, you know, we were all praying that he would turn it around, that Putin would go away and whatever happens to him, he runs and doesn't win, whatever. And Navalny would have taken over or at least helped place somebody reputable in the spot. But unfortunately, he's been taken away from his wife, family, and his country.
Prayers to the family.
It is. They've arrested like 450 people just for publicly mourning, bringing flowers to this monument. They're taking them away. And they're arresting them. So just, I mean, as bad as you think the United States is at times, everybody, think of times like that. Crazy.
Well, think that we don't want to live in a dictatorship where you can't speak against the government or have right. your own thought process or ideology, and you're not right. going to be persecuted to death for it. And so guess what? Y'all better pay attention to what's just right in your face. It's distractions. Everything is a distraction right now.
Yeah, and Biden condemned it, which we knew he would have. It could, because in 2021, we talked about it last week, he said that if anything had happened to Navalny, this is prior to, that that he would hold Putin accountable. Of course, his opposition, the GOP opposition, came out and likened what's going on with him in the court system to Navalny. He didn't condemn it. He just went, boo-hoo, look at me like Eeyore. So that was a little disappointing. So if you don't think there's some sort of connection with Russia and Trump, you're nuts.
I would need Biden to stop giving out threats like he going to get up in a boxing ring and swing on somebody. Yeah. I'm going to need him to knock it the hell off. Now, I get it, Biden, but you ain't going to be the one out there fighting. Knock it off.
No, but he knows a guy.
No, I know. Exactly. And I appreciate him. At least as a sitting president of these United States, or a former president, because I'm sure other former presidents will acknowledge that, you know, prayers to the family is still, even when they're your enemy, there's still somebody loves them. Somebody, they're part of somebody's family. So, you know, somebody cares.
Yeah, so no, absolutely. Yeah. And the wife is vowed, just like Mandela's wife, to kind of take over the role. But, you know, she's got kids. I get a little nervous for her. But anyway, so that's why we have to pay attention. So, something that did happen that we just touched on for 2 seconds on Coffee Time today was we had she was a Russian. She came to the United States, became a citizen. She's a ballerina. I think she's all of 5 foot tall and 100 pounds soaking, sopping wet. She made the mistake of, while here and on our soil, gave $50 to Ukraine to a charity. Because, you know, the kids and whatever, the dogs, I don't know who, everybody's is so needy over there. And then she went to Russia. I don't know why. I didn't get that information. I didn't see it. I don't know if she went to visit family or whatever. But anyway, Putin had her immediately arrested, and they're listing her as a spy.
Wow.
And they had her face covered. They handcuffed her, the whole bit. I will say the guy who was arresting her was very gentle with her. It was sort of amazing. I thought they kind of rough her up a little bit. Maybe it was the cameras. Who knows?
And we all question, you know, why would you go to a country in a time of crisis at this time? But you never know. People have family there or friends. Yeah. You just don't know. Or some people do want to do the media. You don't know what their reasoning is. I don't think they go just because they want to be nosy, because you see what kind of consequences you can have just being nosy. Right. I always think that there's a purpose, but I'm like, oh, can we just find something else to do right now, because it's so scary.
I think it's Putin's way of giving us the middle finger. You think you're going to put sanctions on us? Watch this. You know, and she's now going to be in jail with Waylon and our news person that's over there. We got to figure out a way to get these people out. We do have to put some sort of sanctions on them. So, but anyway, that's what's happening there in Russia.
Okie dokie.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of okie dokie, we have Odie. I don't understand why they're going, but NASA has the first Odysseus lunar lander named Odie that they're putting up into the moon, first time in 5 decades. I know that we got all sorts of great stuff the last time that we went to the moon. We have Tang. Remember Tang, flame when we were kids? Orange drink.
That wasn't my age demographic. That's too old for me. I don't go back that far. I'm only 39, dear. Don't do that.
We got that. There were all sorts of medical things that we got too. I don't know space flight is for, but I'm sure they'll let us know.
Girl, I wish y'all would leave E.T. alone. I don't know why y'all keep going up there fucking with E.T. E.T. made a phone call out of an Etch-a-Sketch, some battery acid, and an antenna. He called his brothers and sisters. They came and got him. He went home cool. Did nobody die? y'all keep fucking with E.T. E.T. gonna come back. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all, no, just, every time they go up in outer space and messing with them satellites, we have a crash down here with the cell phones and technology. I wish they would stay the ass out of space from out there. I don't know what they trying to do, who they looking for. If y'all feel like it's overcrowded in the world, well, y'all need to stop having babies. Shit.
Something. I hope they put up a cell phone tower or something so that I get better reception. I'm sick of my calls getting dropped when I go, you know, to somewhere that's sort of rural. But I'm sure they'll come out. We'll have some sort of fun something. But they're not telling us. They're not telling us right now what they're hoping to get. Something I was not happy to hear about, and I don't know if you heard it. The Alabama Supreme Court are now saying that frozen embryos are considered children or minor children, and that anybody who destroys them can be held liable for wrongful death, which I think is so scary. It's not funny. It's the government getting into our uteruses, our test tubes, our what's going to be next.
And I'm going to tell you, Bobby, I don't even know how I feel about that, to be honest, because I'm not a biological woman, so I wouldn't know how I would feel, you know, about my stolen frozen eggs being taken. But if I was, and I've never donated sperm to a, like, to a company. Yeah. I've donated plenty of sperm, but never to a company.
Yeah, but what if, to, what if you
to
had
the company,
embryo?
Look, to the company, but not to, you know, not to the, a company. The,
yeah. Well, but you're a dad, so you certainly would know what it was like if you were trying to have a baby and this was one of your embryos that was created that, you know, that you had donated to yourself for. I just think it's like it's opening the door to so many other things. First, we have Roe v. Wade turned around, right? Now you have people who save a gazillion dollars because that's what IVF is. You know, some insurance, you know, covers a piece of it. And now all of a sudden, what if you got four embryos, Flame, but you guys only wanted two children and, you know, you took the best quality ones. So you don't want the, like, you're being forced to have whatever the kids are. I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm pressing. The funny part is, people who really try hard and really want kids that you think would be the most greatest parents have the hardest time sometimes having kids.
Right.
And there's so many horrible, horrible parents out here, oh my God, that could just have a million of them for no reason at all. Like biscuits.
Oh, it's true. I knew a girl that I used to work with, and it actually, for her and her partner, it worked out. They adopted one child, they fostered to adopt, and then the foster organization actually put together that she had several siblings. She had three at the time. So they went from no kids to four kids, and then the mother actually had two more kids, and they were able to take all of the children. So now they have a family of six. Can you imagine? So this woman, I mean, did she need to be having these kids? You know, she wasn't even going to keep them. But it was a blessing for somebody else. It was such
well,
a
let me
blessing
just say this.
Else.
No, my imagination is not that big. I cannot imagine a house of six. I'm trying to get rid of three, girl. If you'll knock it off.
I know. Times two. But God. I think I can also see, though, when she was struggling, she was like, do I take another? But how do I leave a sibling out? You know, like she didn't want them to feel less than, like they weren't part of her family. And so, you know, she was a special girl.
Then that goes. And that goes to another question. Why wouldn't if the doctors or whoever see, and I know this is like being the government too, that this woman keep popping out babies and she's not gonna be responsible for them? Why don't she get some sort of birth control? But that is that's another form of control.
That's
right?
And so she, what if she doesn't want to? And I think that part of that is, and now this is me just projecting. I have no idea, or just kind of guessing. I think we always think we're going to do better, right? So you find out you're pregnant. Oh, this time it's going to be different. I'm going to be able to keep this baby. And then, you know, the drug addiction or whatever, in this case, you know, just has such a hold of you. You know, it's just not going to happen. But anyway, that's that. So we're going to have to follow that because that really makes me nervous. I'm hoping that right now everything is a state-by-state issue. I hope it doesn't come any closer up to the Northeast. I don't want to see that. But something
Okey-dokey.
That's good news is...
Where are we going? Come on, good news.
Greece is legalized same-sex marriage. And they didn't just agree to same-sex marriage. they're pushing it through for adoption, full parental recognition. So I think that's completely terrific. And, that's on both sides.
I don't know what took Greece so long. It's common knowledge that Greek men love ass. It's for real. And that's real talk. Greek men love ass.
It's Orthodox Christian country. This is the first Orthodox Christian country. So we'll see if the rest of them follow line.
Those Orthodox Christian like it.
Yeah. Well, that I can't speak to. But it's not just for the biological kids. So if you had a partner, right, and that you're together, so you're married, the child will now become your child as well. So I think
that's good. Oh my God. Yeah. Please, y'all stay together. Don't be breaking up all them damn families. Because let me tell you something. A lot of what happened with when they passed the law for gay marriage. There's been a lot of gay divorces, and oh my God, they fight over the dumb shit.
Oh, well, they just, so I say, welcome to the misery. if the heteros have to have the divorces and the misery, and the contentious divorces, welcome to it. If that's what you really wanted, God bless you. So welcome aboard. The next thing, which is sort of good news, I thought, oh, isn't this funny? I'm dying to see where the GOP goes with this. The Smirnoff, the ex-FBI informant that was so integral to the Hunter Biden case, has been found to have lied. Wah, wah. He was supposed to be a huge piece of their impeachment inquiry and Hunter's whole deal. That he's under the whole case. So what are they going to do now? That's what I want to know.
They knew he lied when they asked him to come in and testify.
Probably. They said they've been watching him for years on other stuff as well.
It's all a conspiracy to discredit President Biden because they're trying to make Biden look bad on his watch. Y'all came up, that old man keep coming up clean. Y'all know he old. He had to take a bath. That old man keep coming up clean. I don't know why y'all let him. Y'all better pay attention. Distractions, Bobby. It's all distractions.
I mean, is he old? Yes, we can't change that. But the one thing that I've seen, I saw him all the way through the Obama years and now these last 3 years, is he's a man with integrity. He keeps saying, just keep looking. He doesn't seem worried. I'm sure he is because it taints the voters. But he doesn't seem like he's worried that they're ever going to find anything because to his knowledge, at least, there wasn't anything to find. But the other one, wah, 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 Trump is set to be in New York for the criminal trial on March 25th. He has 34 felony counts for falsification of business records. Ooh, my, say that 10 times fast.
Now, wait a minute. Now, who is Trump? Now, is Trump the guy who just lost and has to pay $355 million?
Yes.
And is being taxed for interest at more than $87,000 per day, and it's all due by Friday. Is that the same Trump we're talking about? Not the Trump that has the new gold sneakers for $399 and sitting down trying to get the people to pay his legal fees, his fans. Not the same Trump who ran on the campaign in 2016 while we have such a bad immigration problem under the Biden watch, that didn't start on the Biden watch, but it's just worse under the Biden watch because the news media sensationalizes it. But the reason that they're coming over in droves is because is that the same Trump that said, I'm going to build a wall, his whole campaign for 2016 is going to be the most big, beautiful wall you've ever seen. It's going to be, I'm going to build walls with like walls have never been before. People are going to be dying who have never died before. Is that the same Trump who was promised to build a border wall in 2016 and now he can't even go on Wall Street? Is that same Trump?
He is the same Trump that Letitia James told NBC News that she will seize his assets if he doesn't have the $354 million penalty for his civil
is that the case. Same Letitia James said that he wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, but he mastered, say it, Bobby.
The Art of the Steal.
Good God. I'm just making sure we got the same Trump in mind because they all keep talking about all these immigrants coming over here. The Trump said that he was going to have the wall built and that Mexico was going to pay for it. Meanwhile, Mexico came over here. Mexico over here.
and we're paying for them too. So no, that is the same guy. So we'll see. I mean, they got to do something in Washington right now because they're on recess. They're doing nothing. President Biden was losing his mind because they're taking 2 weeks off and we have no money for Ukraine. They're almost out of bullets. You know, it's like the people on the ground in Ukraine feel like we've absolutely left them high and dry. They have the Senate passed a bill for $60 billion for Ukraine, and Speaker Johnson says he doesn't even plan to bring the measure to the floor.
I'm more sick of him than I was of what's the last one named? That first one, McCarthy.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm sick of him. I'm more sick of him than him because he's one of Trump's puppets. He's a crony. I don't know what kind of voodoo that
absolutely.
Man got, but I tell you, that voodoo is powerful. I want to send a special shout out and love from the Flame Ass and from here, us here at Laugh and Learn iHeart and the Black Effect Network to my friend, comedian Coco Brown. Her home was tragically burned down 2 days ago. It was a fire, but she was able to get her and her 9-year-old son and her 2 fur babies out unscathed and her purse. But unfortunately, she lost everything, ladies and gentlemen. We'll try to get Erin to put the link up when we post Laugh and Learn tomorrow so you guys can donate. She has a GoFundMe. And she's a very beloved comedian in the game. She's only like maybe 52, 53 years old, but she lost her home in Fayetteville, Georgia yesterday. But her and her son are safe, but now she has to rebuild because it was not a partial fire. She lost everything. She was on, but at least she didn't lose her life, her son, or her fur babies. Because you know we love our children, we love our dogs and cats, or whatever animals we have.
If you go online, you guys, it's tragic. It's like the whole first floor is gone. It's like melted down in the second. I was speaking to Flame earlier, and I said, "Oh, I can't even imagine losing all of the pictures, especially if your parents that are gone, all of your memories." So I'm hoping to God she has family and friends that will gather whatever pictures they have. The best thing you can give them is albums or whatever, or some sort of digital, I guess, in today's day and age. I'm going to
And she's very sweet, and we communicate all the time. And she does, I think she just lost her parents, because one parent had died. I think she just lost the last one maybe in the last 2 years. So this is so sad, but I'm sure the comedy community, and she's an actress on 9-1-1. She played on many shows. She played on the First Wives Club or something like that, on a couple of Tyler Perry shows. I am sure that the comedy community, as well as the rest of the world that loves and appreciates Coco Brown, will donate and help because a fire could happen to any one of us, and it's so tragic. And thank God that nobody died, but you have to rebuild. And like Bobby said, some memories you can't get back, but you can make new memories. But she definitely needs help. So you guys donate, please.
Did you see that we have 2 arrests, 2 juveniles, 2 adults in the Super Bowl rally? Thank God. I still would love to see why that poor DJ had to die. Like, what was the rationale? Also, was it just an argument?
And that's what I was just going to ask you about, because I have not seen anywhere on any news media or platform where they have showed these boys pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have given us a reason to why they did what they did, which lets me know, I'm sorry to say this as a black person, and this may sound a little racist, they're not black. Because if they were black, they would have been showed before they were even charged. So they must be something else.
I don't know. I don't know. This is just a conspiracy theory. Somebody had mentioned on one, they think it could be gang related because I guess there's a lot of gang violence that's been, or gang activity in Kansas City, which is news to me. Kansas sounds like, I always think of Dorothy, so I can't imagine a gang being there. So I don't know why, but there's gotta be a reason.
Yeah, but my own personal thought believes that this had nothing to do with sports at all.
Oh yeah.
I don't believe it had anything to do with football.
No, and no terrorism either. That was like the first thing that they came out, right? And they said that there was absolutely no terrorism tied to it either. That they believed that that the people knew each other and they believed they know the reason, but they didn't tell us the reason.
But the fact that they have not showed the 2 adult faces lets me know that those 2 are not black. Because had they been black, I'm saying what I just know as experience as a black person in this country, their face would already be plastered on the damn media. They are something else. And when I didn't say white, I said something else.
We'll see it. We'll see soon enough, but they haven't done it. Olsteen's churches is open. That child of the shooter that had gone in, the mentally ill woman, is, I guess he lost his frontal lobe. He's still in critical condition, which is, oh my God, I just can't even imagine. And then they had, this is our gun violence section, which is just so, so sad. In Minnesota, that two police officers and a firefighter were shot responding to a domestic incident. So God bless those families.
Those domestic violence cases have come out to be a lot of
they're
police
real serious.
Yeah, a lot of police people just getting in between other people's business, and you're protecting. I used to say you're protecting a wife, but it's a lot of abusive wives out here that beat up on their husbands.
Yeah, I wouldn't go one way or the other, but I agree. I think what happens is you get in between, and they don't care. They see red, so to speak. Remember that old expression?
Well, that's a love thing. A love thing too, Bobby. That's emotion. That is, don't touch her. Don't touch him. You know, he beat me up, or I'm beating him up, but you can't get in the middle of it because, you know, it's so crazy. But a lot of police lose their lives or get injured. You know, I used to date a police officer, and he told me that those are the worst calls. They hate domestic violence because they never know how it's going to turn out.
You know, and the other thing that, because I have cousins that are police, that they're state troopers, so they do a lot of highway.
You're Irish, of course you do.
I know. I got nuns, I got priests, we got, yeah. So, but they're pulling some people over on the highway is also super dangerous because you know where they're coming from, why they're speeding, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they always have to keep their head on a swivel too. And we've talked about before, really the art of de-escalation. So figuring out, I think there needs to be a whole new training when they do this police reform that's going to be coming, or teaching how to de-escalate whatever the situation is. And well, I think we need to have social workers on call.
Well, that depends. Is it going to come? Because, you know, the orange man said if he get in the office that,
he was going to do indemnity.
And they could do whatever the hell they want to do with no repercussions or consequences. So your vote. And I promise you, if you don't understand how important this election is right now, look at what happened to, what's his name over in Russia?
Oh, Navalny.
Because he spoke the way he wanted to speak, and he spoke against the ill justices that he saw with his own eyes and experience. He is no longer with us. I'm not saying nobody killed this man, but he was jailed because he wanted to be free. He wanted to be able to speak the way he wanted to speak. And they're trying to take your liberties from you. That is what your liberties are, your freedom. You better vote what you see, what you're living in. Don't vote tomorrow, because tomorrow ain't promised. Don't vote yesterday. Good God, it wasn't the best day. You better vote what you're living in right now.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you hear that 1/3 of the Republicans believe that it's an unfounded conspiracy, but they believe that Taylor Swift is involved in a government-backed effort to get President Biden reelected? Is that a conspiracy? She came out and said, vote.
They will make up anything that they can to make sure that they can get with their leader. And it's Bobby, it's so scary on both sides, because if they get their leader, they're going to go more crazy. And if they don't get their leader, they're going to lose that damn man. Where they're going to lose the little bit of man that they have left.
No, I do agree with that. I think regardless of what happens, even if we want the outcome, even if you're somebody that's voting for democracy, I'm just going to put it that way, I think that there is some that have things so twisted that have really drunk the Kool-Aid that they're going to act out. They're not going to be, we're going to have more scaling of the walls, and I don't know whose wall, we'll have to be careful, but I just hope that whatever happens, it is a smooth transition of power, or if the power just stays where it is, hopefully. But Nikki Haley said she's not giving up flame. She is waiting and right through the primary. She is not letting it go. I think what she's hoping for is, she really is for something to happen to him, be either found guilty or not just indicted, because he's had those, but she's looking to step in. You know, if he can't run, I think she wants to be the last girl standing.
She may be the last girl standing, but she still won't get my vote. Nikki Haley messed up with me a while ago. She's too much of a flip-flopper. She's somebody need to run some more questions about her before they release her publicly, because she don't know what to say sometimes. I'm just going to say it.
Well, because she's looking for his vote. So she's really in a precarious position. She is on the fence trying to get the moderate Republicans, but she's also looking for those right-wing ones. Like, she's looking for Trump's vote so that they kind of slide on over to her. And it's you can't play both. These are two different groups of people.
I'm going to tell you what's going to speak volumes about Nikki Haley. If she loses the in her own home state where she was the governor, that's going to speak volumes to the rest of America.
Yeah, she's already lost. Even with him, with all his financial woes and everything else. I mean, the PAC already paid out $3 million to law firms last month for his legal troubles. Never mind the ones that are coming up. He's got supposedly $1.9 million in unpaid ones. Like, who's going to pay for that? But they seem to be backing him. They don't seem to be backing her. So I can't see where she's gonna win or she's gonna get anything. I think she literally is just waiting for something to happen to him so she can slide in. That's all I can think of.
Well, you know what, Bobby? As always, we will keep you posted whatever's happening around this country and with the world, because guess what, y'all? Bobby is an Irish Catholic white woman. I love to say that. And I am a black transgender man, woman, whatever, comedian, whatever you want to call me. We live on different spectrums. We probably would have never met outside of the internet, social media, and the pandemic.
Right.
But what we have in common is the same thing that you have in common, no matter what you look like, shape, size, color, race, nationality, ethnicity, or whatever, or religion. We Americans. And I'm telling you right now, we have to save what we have or we're going to lose it. And good God, I don't want nobody telling me what to do all the time. Y'all already see y'all don't know how to act. If we have another pandemic, y'all bought toilet paper. Good God. Y'all, who fights over toilet paper?
I don't know. But when you don't have it, you really want it. Can we end on an informational but a positive note? Because something else that came up today that
we did not do Black History Month, Bobby.
Oh, my God. It's in my phone. It was they actually had her. It was a woman that they had that. Hold on. Oh, I can't, because I'll have to use her next time. But she was the first black female general, and they had her on The View. And I had like an old person, Harriet Tubman or something. And I thought, no, this is a good one. I thought she was great, but I didn't put it onto my piece of paper. It still lives on my phone. And since we're taping, I don't want to cut us off. So I promise I will give it to you. Who's yours?
I'm going to this week. You know who I'm going to choose? I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose somebody who I think is me without titties, and that would be James Baldwin.
Ooh,
James Baldwin was a gay poet. I'm not a poet. I did do an audible book though, but it wasn't mine. But he was a strong in his constitution. He was unafraid to speak what he saw was truth. He was clearly openly gay, even at a time where it wasn't welcome. It was the 50s and the 60s. And I think that his voice would have been so much more powerful if he wasn't judged because of his sexuality and really listened to for the man and the content that he was and the civil rights leader. So much so that he was so unhappy with America that he left to go live in Paris for many, many years. But he still did great work even from abroad. I want to give recognition to James Baldwin. And they're supposed to be doing a bio about him. And I think they used him, Billy Porter, who I think is going to do a great job. But James Baldwin was ahead of his time. He was unafraid, even though he got backlash, even from his own people. Very me. So I just want to say I recognize him as a hero right now. And right now my living hero this week is my girl Fani Willis, who was the prosecutor from Georgia. Because Fani Willis walked in that courtroom with no nonsense and leaned back in that chair like Fat Joe and crossed some little thick legs and leaned back with that smirk on her face like a black woman at the welfare office and put that hand up under that chin and on that brain and was like, come on, whatever you got, bring it on, because I'm a prepared woman. I loved her. You know, they say, well, she didn't act. She wasn't act. Act how? If we have to follow the leaders of our country, Trump goes to a courtroom to this day and disrespects the judge and everybody else in the courtroom and gets away with it. So she did what she's supposed to do. She stood up for herself. So shout out to my hero, Fani Willis, who came down there and regulated in Georgia and let them know, I don't care what you throw at me. I got a catcher's mitt and I'm slinging it back at your ass. And then the words of Millie Jackson, yeah. When she walked into the courtroom, she walked in like she owned the motherfucker.
She really did. She really did. I didn't want her. She came across angry, which I know she was. I didn't want her to let them know that they were bothering her. I don't know how you would bottle that up, how you would come across. I wanted her to be just a fraction cooler. So, like, what, you know, as opposed to, you know, she was ready to rumble. But I thought she did a great job. She hit all the points that she wanted to hit. It is such a ridiculous case. But it's enough. What is the name of your special going to be?
Distractions. Brace yourself.
Yeah. Because that's what it was, a distraction. It's nothing but a distraction, because we're not even talking about what he did. Right. What are we talking about? Yeah.
And hear me, Bobby, and as a black person, I hear you even as a white woman saying that maybe she could have been a little cooler, but she needed to defend herself. She needed to stand up for herself. Well, they deem black women as angry black women. Sometimes you have to show your rage and your anger, because they will walk over you and they will embarrass you or humiliate you or try to make you look like a liar if you're too timid sometimes. So I hear what you're saying. But I'm telling you, she had to come in strong like that, because Bobby, it was so many forces against her for exactly what you said. Y'all didn't have a case against her. Y'all just was fishing. And I love that she said, I'm the fisher's net. Come and get it.
Yeah, no. It was probably more being a woman. I just didn't want her to, I don't like to give anybody power, especially his people power. And I didn't want her to think, you know, to let them know that she's gotten to them and she was upset.
If I had any issue with it, I'm like, girl, you could have put a little more flat iron on her hair or put a little curl in it or something. Put a little lip gloss on, because she came in with the right mouth like, come on, whatever, let's go. I'll tell you, I love Fani Willis. That's my hero. So that was my hero for the week.
We'll have to see what happens with that. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll report back once we get something, an outcome from it.
And let me tell y'all this. March 16th, I will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The information is on all my social media, which I'll give y'all in a minute. And March the 29th and 30th, I'll be in Chicago at the world famous Laugh Factory. Four shows. Get your tickets on the website or go to the box office, 3175 North Broadway, because May 10th, I am showcasing for Netflix as a joke. I'm trying to get my 1 hour special, because they dropping 1 hour specials. My boy Donnell Rollins come out on Tuesday the 27th. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. And Bobby Clifford, you can be found where, dear?
I am at Clifford Bobby on Instagram. I'm at Bobby Clifford on Facebook, on TikTok. I don't use TikTok, but I'm Bobby Clifford One. And the one thing I wanted to mention, everybody, that I don't want to forget, is President Biden did another round of student debt relief. $1.2 billion in student debt canceled this week. So look, I don't know, you know, if everybody applied for the savers or any of the programs that he had put out, but he's working, guys. So he did that. And he also came up with new funding for drinking water across the country, because he wants to improve all drinking water. So Sleepy Joe, he's not really sleeping on the job.
And $1.2 billion in student loans. You know, that's going to help a lot of people get their credit straight, get out of debt, because you come out of school with all that debt, or you come out of, you know, going to nursing school or wherever you go with all that debt. So I'm telling you, good job, Joe Biden. Y'all think y'all need to see him on TV every day. You don't need to see him on TV. Y'all just got used to that after that.
Keep working.
Please follow me. I'm back on YouTube, because TikTok wasn't working for me, y'all. I'm TikTok Flame Monroe 125. But I'm back on YouTube, so like, subscribe, and share on my coffee time. We're there every morning. You can super chat if you like. I'm not going to turn it down. Follow me at Monroe.Flame on Instagram. We're still trying to get my Monroe Flame page back. And if you guys are listening to this, go and report it and let them know that it has been hacked. And the original owner is trying to get it back. And I'm Marcus Flame Monroe Parker on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, As always at Coffee Time, we just want you guys to know that this show would not be successful without you sharing and caring, expressing your views, sending questions mostly to Bobby Clifford, because I may not read them, just the truth. But here at Coffee Time, I mean, here at Laugh and Learn, we want you to understand we have the same motto going into season four, that we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind, because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And if we lose this election by one vote, it was your one vote that made us lose. Remember that.
I'll be losing my mind, for the love of God. You want to see someone lose their mind? Fat woman off the edge of the bridge. Won't be good.
As always, we love you here. We appreciate you at Laugh and Learn. Thank you to our producer, Mr. Aaron Howe. And we will see you guys next week. Have a great week. Peace. Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Rowe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.